Welcome. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the AARP Bulletin. We're going to begin with an article entitled New Tech for Healthy Aging. And this is about some apps we can get. AARP's Innovation Labs supports promising ideas. A device to improve the balance of astronauts after spaceflight may help stop dangerous falls. It is the kind of fresh technology being discovered and developed by AARP Innovation Labs, whose staff of 18 works in a 10,000-square-foot creative space in AARP's Washington, D.C. headquarters. The innovators collaborate with startups and develop new products or find them in worldwide searches. The goal? To help people age healthier and happier. The Zibrio Smart Scale was picked as the most promising new device at an event hosted by football legend Joe Montana in Las Vegas at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. When you stand on the scale for 60 seconds, it computes a balance score that predicts your risk of falling, and it can then help you sort through options to avoid falls, said CEO Catherine Forth. Among other recent technology developed for discovered by the Innovation Labs team, Alcove is a virtual reality app that will let you and up to three others share experiences like taking a bus tour of Paris. You can also play games designed to keep your brain sharp. Aidar Health, that's A-I-D-A-R, Health, has created MouthLab, a handheld device. When you breathe into it, in 30 seconds, it measures your blood pressure, respiratory rate, the electrical activity of your heart, and other health factors. The cloud-stored data is available to you and your doctor. Musical Health Technologies. SingFit Prime digital health platform uses music as therapy for people with dementia and depression. SingFit has an app that prompts the words of songs in a sequence that enables Alzheimer's patients and others to sing along. Ember Labs, that's E-M-B-R-L-A-B-S, makes the Wave, an intelligent bracelet worn like a smartwatch. It cools or warms the thermally sensitive spot on the inside of your wrist, prompting your body to respond in a way that lets you warm up or cool down to sleep at the perfect temperature. Savo, S-A-V-O, is a website that helps you plan and organize ways to assist someone through the tough days after a death. It helps identify the grieving person's needs, from help around the house to pet care, and create a calendar to divide those tasks among volunteers. And finally, Voicets. This is V-O-I-C-E-I-T-T apostrophe S. Team, based in Israel, has developed speech recognition technology that can help aging adults dealing with speech problems that come with a stroke, brain injury, or other disorder communicate their needs. To learn more, you can go to AARP PIN. P-I-N-N-O-V-A-T-I-O-N labs.org. Now let's move on to age bias costs us all. Better use of older workers could generate nearly $1 trillion a year for our economy. Our cover story on age discrimination in the last issue, and this was earlier in the spring, of the Bulletin, Ageism in the Workplace, It's Time to End the Last Acceptable Bias, prompted a huge response from members. As one reader put it, I was heartened and saddened to read the articles. heartened because I was glad to hear someone was acknowledging that ageism exists, despite legislation that was supposed to eliminate this bias. I was saddened to hear that things have not changed. Ageism takes a huge toll on individual workers and their families. But everyone, young and old, those with secure jobs, even retirees, pays a price. A new AARP study conducted by the Economist Intelligence Unit shows that workplace age discrimination has a negative impact on the entire economy. The analysis looks at the growth that could be generated if employers had better hiring practices and retention strategies to address age bias. It found that the U.S. economy missed out on $850 billion in 2018 from the loss of 50-plus workers' contributions. That's larger than Switzerland's gross national product. And this could reach $3.9 trillion in 2050. The report also found that age discrimination may have cost the U.S. 8.6 million jobs and $545 billion in lost wages and salaries in 2018. As people live longer and healthier lives, a multi-generational workforce is becoming the norm. There are over 117 million people 50 and older in the U.S., and many of them plan to work well past the traditional retirement age of 65. In fact, the number of workers age 50 plus has increased 80% over the past 20 years, more than four times as fast as the overall workforce. And the number of workers 65 plus has nearly tripled during that time. This growing pool of experienced workers brings valuable skills, knowledge, and perspective to businesses and the economy, especially when we consider that people who are 50 and older already contribute more than $8.3 trillion in economic activity. But workplace practices such as involuntary retirement, underemployment, and longer periods of unemployment with fewer opportunities to re-enter the workforce limit potential contributions. Many of us are kept from realizing our full economic value. While bias against older workers affects all industries, the technology and automotive manufacturing sectors have the most to lose, followed by the manufacturing and then business and professional services. We need to challenge workplace policies that force older workers to retire before they are ready. We must change outdated stereotypes that keep older workers from taking new jobs or continuing to rise in the ones they have. AARP strongly supports the Protecting Older Workers Against Discrimination Act, a bipartisan bill that would give older workers the same legal protections against age discrimination as those that exist for discrimination based on race, sex, nationality, and religion. The act was passed by the U.S. House of Representatives, and AARP encouraged the Senate to do the same. As a law, it would restore rights that were lost in a Supreme Court decision in 2009 that made it more difficult for people to win lawsuits based on age-based discrimination in the workplace. As people live longer, they are eager to continue working. They bring a wealth of experience to the businesses that employ them. And by continuing to work, they have the resources to continue consuming products and services and, of course, paying taxes. When that happens, we all win. Now we have a few quick items. High Court to decide health care law's fate. The future of the Affordable Care Act could be decided by the Supreme Court, which has announced it will review a lower court case that has put the law in jeopardy. The High Court will look at a Texas appellate decision that struck down key components of the ACA, often called Obamacare, including the individual mandate that requires some people to purchase insurance. A final ruling by the Supreme Court is needed to end years of uncertainty for millions of Americans who worry that they will lose access to critical health care coverage, says Nancy Leah Mond, AARP Executive Vice President. Texas and 19 other states challenged the constitutionality of the individual mandate and won a lower court decision that threatened the future of the ACA. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the lower court's decision to strike the individual mandate, but sent the case back to lower court to figure out whether the ACA could otherwise work without the mandate. AARP and AARP Foundation, along with two other groups, filed a brief asking the Supreme Court to reverse that decision, saying that without the ACA's protections, 4 in 10 adults aged 50 to 64, about 25 million people, could be denied health coverage because they have a pre-existing condition. Justices are expected to hear oral arguments this fall, but they could delay their decision in the case until early 2021. Hair-changing news. Stress really can turn your hair gray, and experts have figured out how. A study published in Nature reveals that stress prompts your nervous system to release the chemical noradrenaline, causing the melanocyte stem cells, which provide hair color, to move away from hair follicles, hence those pewter strands. Generic drug giant admits price rigging. Drug companies worked together between 2013 and 2015 to boost the prices of generic blood pressure medication and other drugs that many older Americans take, according to the Justice Department. Now, Sandoz, a pharmaceutical company with $10 billion in annual sales, has agreed to pay a $195 million penalty to settle federal charges for its role in the price-fixing scheme. Sandoz is part of Novartis AG, one of the world's largest drug makers. The company says it has cooperated with authorities to resolve the charges and has fired employees implicated in the scheme. The, quote, misconduct happened in full contravention of the company's values, said Carol Lynch, president of Sandoz. Former Sandoz senior executive Hector Armando Kellum pleaded guilty in February to conspiring with other companies to fix prices, rig bids, and apportion customers for generic drugs. He's awaiting sentencing. Executives at two other companies have pleaded guilty as part of the federal probe, and another was indicted earlier this year. This settlement is a significant step toward ensuring that prices for generic drugs are set by competition, not collusion, says Assistant Attorney General Markham Del Rayum of the DOJ's antitrust, that's the DOJ's antitrust division. The price-rigged drugs include those for high blood pressure, cystic fibrosis, and skin conditions. Pedestrian deaths up sharply in the U.S. Pedestrians died last year in record numbers, capping a decade that has seen fatalities increase dramatically after falling for 20 years, according to an annual survey by the Governor's Highway Safety Association. The 6,590 pedestrian deaths in 2019 make it the deadliest year since 1982, according to preliminary figures. The report cited a number of possible contributors to the rising death toll, from higher fuel prices to more people walking for exercise. While the survey made no direct connection to cell phone distractions, pedestrian deaths did begin to climb as the number of smartphones users grew from 50 million in 2009 to 285 million in 2018. The report also warned against drunk walking. More than 2,000 pedestrians killed in 2018 had a blood alcohol level over 0.08%. Most states consider that intoxicated. And finally, from this section, government targets abusive nursing homes. Federal officials are investigating about 30 nursing homes in 9 states and that are suspected of abusing residents by providing inadequate health care staff and withholding pain medication, says Attorney General William Barr, who declined to name the homes or say where they are located. The probe is part of the new National Nursing Home Initiative, designed to pursue nursing home operators who violate civil and criminal laws. All too often, we have found nursing home owners or operators who put profits over patients, leading to instances of gross abuse and neglect, Barr says. Now, even though this article appeared a couple of months ago, it is unfortunately still relevant today. The coronavirus with age, there is greater risk. Nancy Messonnier of the CDC answers questions about the impact of COVID-19 on older Americans. In early March, as this issue of the AARP bulletin was nearing deadline, the situation around the new coronavirus took 2 ominous turns. Cases were discovered in several states, and the first fatalities were reported in the United States. Data began to emerge showing that the virus was deadly at a rate significantly higher for older people than for those under 50. AARP asked Nancy Messonnier, MD, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases, to give us her insights on how to deal with this situation and inevitable future outbreaks. What's your best advice for people over 65 in dealing with the outbreak? The greatest risk of infection is among those who are in close contact with people who have COVID-19. This includes family members and healthcare workers who care for people who are infected. If you're 65 or older and live where cases have been reported, take action to reduce your exposure. Know what's going on locally. Pay attention to recommendations from your local health department. Also, make sure you have adequate supplies of routine medications like medicine for blood pressure and diabetes and household supplies in case you need to remain at home. Is it true that older adults face an elevated risk from the virus? Older people and people with underlying health conditions appear to be about twice as likely to develop serious outcomes versus otherwise younger, healthier people. The CDC is particularly concerned about these people, given the growing number of cases in the U.S. What might be behind this elevated risk faced by older adults? Older adults experience a gradual deterioration of their immune systems, making it harder for their bodies to fight off diseases and infection. Many are also more likely to have underlying conditions that hinder the body's ability to cope and recover from illness. People with health conditions like heart disease, lung disease, and diabetes need to be especially careful to avoid exposure to COVID-19. What should older adults in assisted living or retirement communities do? Those who are older and medically fragile would be at higher risk if there was spread in the community. There are general, common sense measures that we ask long-term care facilities to do to make sure they protect their residents, and they are the same things that we've been talking about: washing hands, identifying people who are sick early to make sure they get appropriate medical care, and when someone is sick, trying to keep them from infecting others. Should children, friends, or caregivers stop or restrict visits to older people while the situation remains volatile? This is when knowing what's going on locally is really important. What is appropriate for a community seeing local transmission won't necessarily be appropriate for a community where no transmission has occurred. Communities that have seen spread of the virus may encourage social distancing with the goal of reducing face-to-face contact. Should people limit or avoid routine trips to the doctor's offices during this time? Call your doctor's office and ask what strategies they're employing to protect their patients. If you develop COVID-19 symptoms, call your healthcare provider, inform them of your symptoms, and follow their instructions. The CDC is also providing guidance to healthcare facilities on steps they can take to prepare for the coronavirus disease. Will warmer weather cause the number of cases to drop? It's not yet known whether weather and temperature affect the spread of COVID-19. Some other viruses, like the common cold and flu, spread more during cold winter months, but that does not mean it's impossible to become sick with them during other months. There is much more to learn about transmissibility, severity, and other characteristics of COVID-19. Investigations to find those answers are ongoing. Now, the lead story in this particular AARP bulletin has to do with scams. We don't have time today to get into the story itself, but I'm going to read you a couple of the sidebar articles. 6 scams to dodge in 2020. Job fraud. The pose. Crooks find potential victims using phone search tools to look for resumes of job seekers. The pitch. You're contacted about what sounds like the job of a lifetime and even given a check to cover expenses. Just wire money back or send gift cards to cover fees. Only later do you figure out the check is fake. The approach? Usually via email or a professional network site. The prevention? Real jobs don't come at a cost. Actual recruiters are paid by the business. Census scams. The pose. Imposters could pretend to be census takers. The pitch. You could be asked for your Social Security number or credit card information. The approach. A fake census worker shows up at your door, or you're contacted by phone, mail, or email. The prevention. The Census Bureau will never ask for your Social Security number, solicit donations, or threaten you with arrest if you don't cooperate. Census takers carry government IDs. For more information, visit 2020census.gov. Election scams. The pose. Scammers send out fake ads as political action committees or pose as pollsters or campaign volunteers. The pitch. They pretend to be legitimate fundraisers to trick you into giving them your credit card number or sending a donation by gift card or wire transfer. The approach. Phone, email, social media posts, the same ways that candidates contact you. The prevention. Don't donate to a candidate from an unsolicited pitch. Reach out directly to those that you support. Medicare cons. The pose. A crook will tell you that you can get a free DNA swab test for cancer or medical devices or services. The pitch. To get the free health care, you just need to provide your Medicare number. The approach. This offer usually comes via phone or email. Vans drive through neighborhoods with people knocking on doors offering tests in return for Medicare numbers. The prevention. Never give your Medicare number to anyone but a trusted medical professional. Phishing Amazon. The pose. Scammers pretend to be Amazon representatives taking advantage of the fact that the company sends more than 3.5 billion packages last year. The pitch. You'll be told a package can't be delivered until you confirm your credit card number. The approach. Crooks send out millions of random emails. Within the email is a link that, if opened, places malware on your computer to harvest data. The prevention, don't give information via a link. Go to Amazon's website directly. And finally, in this section, COVID-19 cons. The pose. You get an email offering a coronavirus vaccine or access to critical medical equipment. The pitch. Anxiety's high. You are urged to protect yourself. The approach. Some emails ask for credit card information, then bill you for products that never arrive. Others include a link that will install malware to steal your passwords. The prevention? Visit government health agency websites for updates. Be wary of emails during a crisis. There is no COVID-19 vaccine. Ask our experts. I live alone and have to go to the hospital for shoulder surgery. How can I get help when I get home? Ask the hospital social worker or case manager about home care services your insurance will cover for meal delivery, transportation, help making your bed, and other non-medical services. Contact the local agency on aging at 800-677-1116 or online at n4a.org. Someone will talk to you about your needs and refer you to organizations that will provide those services free or for a fee. And don't be shy about asking family, friends, or neighbors to pick up medications and groceries. Throw in a load of laundry or just bring lunch and keep you company for an hour. I have a zillion photos on my smartphone. How can I find specific pictures? Stop scrolling. Your phone automatically categorizes photos by date, location, faces, selfies, and in some cases, even the subject of the photos, such as cats. Open your photo app, click the search function, probably a magnifying glass, and type in what you're searching for, being as specific as you can. For example, searching for Orlando, Florida will result in fewer photos than searching for Florida. Searching Connie, Orlando, Florida will narrow your search even more. Now, a small joke, hopefully. If you have 6 apples in one hand and 7 apples in the other hand, what do you have? Answer, seriously big hands. Keep that traffic moving and grooving. A traffic sign in Illinois had been taken down for being too hip. To alert drivers to a new road design, a crew in Macon County installed a sign stating, "Funky intersection ahead." That was not a musical reference. The late James Brown, for example, recorded "Funky Drummer" and "Funky President," but never "Funky Intersection," but was rather intended as a way to grab motorists' attention. To use another artist's lyric, the State Highway Department forced the county to give up the funk. Now, a few quick quips from the 19th Annual Movies for Grown-Ups Awards. Whether it's different generations of different cultures, I think the thing that we need to do is to learn to disagree better. And that was from Lulu Wang, 37, director of the best intergenerational movie, The Farewell. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us, 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.